Gateway Christian Center. Experience life.
Amen. Let's bow our heads as we receive the word of God today. Once again, Lord, we ask that your spirit rest over this place. And Lord, that your word find place in our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Now, I've been teaching on dealing with the things that deal with you. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, the topic is dealing with the things that deal with you. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. Let's start reading from verse 26. Let's start reading from verse 26. Now, listen. I gave this illustration last Sunday. I said that if you are avoiding sickness, right? You would, when you buy, let's assume you want to take fruits. When you buy the fruits, you bring it home. What do? You wash it, right? Because you don't want whatever it's coming with. You don't want to consume that, right? But what happens if you wash it, but you eat with dirty hands? Then the work done is zero. Amen? Then the work done is zero. You remember during COVID that we had to be using a lot of hand sanitizers, right? I think the hand sanitizers had a double function, right? One, they made sure that if your hands were dirty, is that right? They disinfected your hands, isn't it? But if you perhaps come in contact with something or someone that had something, is that right? It also disinfected what you came in contact with. Am I correct? All right. So many times we fight what fights us. We fight the things that come at us. But we often forget to deal with the things that we ourselves are carrying. Are we understanding that? So you can buy fruits in the market and wash it, but you eat it with dirty hands. Then, are you understanding what I'm saying? Then, many times, because we are oblivious of the fact that that the things that we are fighting are actually things that we ourselves are carrying. And you see, when it is you that is carrying the thing, you must trust God to deal with that thing. Is that right? So the Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 26, it says, be angry and sin not. In other words, you can be angry, but at a particular point, your anger becomes a sin. So be angry, but sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Verse 27. Neither what? Give place to the devil. In other words, you can actually create a place for the devil in your life. So it is not as though you are being fought from outside, but actually you are being fought from inside. The enemy is within. Praise God. And so what I'm sharing is that those things that are within us that form attractions. Is that okay? So we were traveling and we're just having a good time traveling, and then we stopped somewhere with them, Pastor Mao, and they said, let's buy sugar cane. So we bought sugar cane. As we were traveling, we just noticed that there were flies inside, following us inside the car. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Before we stopped, there was no flies. After we stopped, flies. What was the fly looking for? The sugar cane that we were carrying. So in other words, there are things that you carry that invites the enemy. Praise the Lord. And so sometimes when you are fighting Satan, it's not something that is outside. It's most probably that there's something inside. And if you don't deal with that thing that is inside, every battle you fight is a wasted war. Because the challenge is inside. And last week, I began by talking to us about one of those challenges. We looked at one, and we're going to be looking at about five of them. And last week we looked at one, which was what? Who can remember what we looked at last week? We looked at offense. Praise God. We looked at offense. Today, I want us to look at the spirit of fear and insecurity. The spirit of fear and insecurity. Hallelujah. The spirit of fear, or fear and insecurity. Overcoming the spirit of fear and insecurity. There are three types of fear. There are three types of fear. There's the first kind of fear, which is a healthy fear that God gives you. Praise God. And the Bible says in the book of Proverbs that the wise man sees danger and hides himself. So there is a fear a person has that is a product of wisdom. Are we understanding that? A wise man sees danger. Are you hearing me? One day, many years ago, I was going home after church. Not here. You know, I was going home after church. And the church was not too far from home. So I used to just walk down. You know, and I was walking. And I had this very interesting attitude of walking with my head down. So I was just walking with my head down. As I was just walking, something just told me, raise your head. I just raised my head. And just maybe from here to where this wall is, I just saw a cobra. He had seen me from afar. He had stopped. He has raised his head. He was waiting for me. I literally would have walked into it. It was a black one. I just raised, something just told me, raise your head. I just raised my head. I saw it looking at me. So I quickly calculated. I know for some of you that are very bold and courageous, you are going to walk to it. And I know some of you, you've read scripture. The Bible says you shall tread upon serpent and scorpions. For some of you who have not done exercise for a long time, this is how you are going to be walking down to where it is. I know some of you are anointed like that. But my anointing was not up to that level. The moment I saw that thing, I calculated many things at the same time. How many of you used to watch Indian film? Tell the truth. Especially those of you that are up to 30 years old. Because after that 30 years, I'm not sure those people used to watch Indian film. How many of you know one movie called Nagin? I read it somewhere. I read it. How many of you know that movie? Raise your hand, tell the truth, shame the devil. How many of you remember the snake was chasing people? So when I saw that snake, it was Nagin that came to my head. Something said, if you run, this snake will chase you. Then I remembered that it's not true. You get my point. So I saw the snake. And this is what I did. Father, in the name of Jesus, I reversed. I had to keep, you know, the Bible says you should watch and pray. So I had to keep an eye on that snake. No. I was not going to turn back and run. No. I was running backwards. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's what is called what? Healthy fear. When there is clear danger. Is that okay? When something is happening, are you understanding my point? It is wisdom. Are you getting my point? That you take steps to protect yourself. Amen. Then there is what is called the reverential fear of God. The fear of God. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That is that there are things in this life that if you don't have the fear of God, you will not be able to walk wisely in them. That the foundation of wisdom is the fear of God. Hallelujah. So in the book of Proverbs chapter 9, can we have Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10? Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10. And then we go to Proverbs 19:23. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Let's go to 19 verse 23. 19 verse 23. Proverbs 19:23. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that has it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. The fear of the Lord is a reverential fear for God. It is the recognition and respect of the Lordship of Christ, of the Lordship of God over your life. It is an attitude where a man, because of his honor for God, excuse anything that offends him. Let me tell you something. The absence of the fear of the Lord is what destroys a people and what destroys a generation. The absence of the fear of God. That when a man fears God, he recognizes who God is. He recognizes the Lordship of God. He recognizes that if it is not for God, even the chair you are sitting on will melt under you. And because of that fear of God, that person is unwilling to do certain things. Let me tell you the truth. The reason why people do certain things is the absence of the fear of God. Joseph looked at Potiphar's wife. He did not say, why should I do this thing and sin against Potiphar? If it was Potiphar, the matter of Potiphar had been settled. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Potiphar would have been settled. He said, how can I do this great evil and sin against God? That means that Joseph was aware that God was looking at him. People that fear, are you hearing what I'm saying? So there are things you don't do, not because you are going to be caught. There are things you don't do, not because you will be exposed. You don't do it because you fear God. There are things you do because you fear God, sir. Yes, just the fear of God. If you are the way you are now, sir, you do your business. You know, nobody is there to know how many people when you carried everything. When you come to honor God in your tithes, the reason you pay your tithes according to how God has blessed you is because you fear God. Because it is you and God that know how much you actually earned. Listen to me. It was the fear of God that destroyed Ananias and Sapphira. They asked them, they said, is this what you promised God? They said, this is it. They said, Abba. He said, was I not, are you understanding what I'm there? Was I not, you remember what is his name now? Gehazi. Gehazi, his master healed Naaman and left. And the man brought out money to give his master Elijah. Elisha said, no, I'm not taking it. Come, sir, you are Elisha. You are Naaman. You are healed. By this time, you are healed already. Be talking with her. You be offering him money. Yeah, she's offering him money. Gehazi was standing by the side. And Elisha will not collect. I even suspect that Gehazi must have walked to him and said, sir, there are some brethren that just came. They may need some money. Just collect more. They were doing it. Gehazi was watching. He didn't collect. Naaman, stand up and go. Naaman is going. Syria is very far. Gehazi comes and says, sir, there's something I need to pick up over there. While they were having the discussion, the Bible says Gehazi, in his heart, do you know what he said? He said, my master has spared Naaman. You know the meaning of spare? In other words, he was supposed to collect it. He didn't collect it. My master has spared Naaman. He followed Naaman. He went to Naaman. Naaman, you have gone very far. Come. He met Naaman and said to Naaman, sir, my master just sent me. As you were just leaving, some brethren came from far journey. And he said to me, that bread you were offering, can I have some? And please, can you give me some money so you can use to give him for transport money? He collected the money. While he was collecting the money, as he returned, when he got back, he didn't come through the front door as normal. He went through the back door. Gehazi went through the back door. Came back and sat down. Elisha sent for Naaman. Naaman is for Gehazi. You have changed now. You have become Gehazi. Gehazi comes. Then Elisha said to Naaman, Elisha said to Gehazi, where did you go to? He says, I didn't go anywhere. I was washing plates in the kitchen. He said, Abba. He said, did my spirit not go with you? I say, he was not walking alone when he went to collect the money. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He didn't go alone. Elisha's spirit was following him. This is not Holy Spirit. Oh. This is not angel. Elisha's spirit was following him. You know, there was a young man that once stole offering in this church. Yes. When we started church newly, The guy used to work, thank you. The guy used to work for Ibipoli here. And Ibipoli sacked him. He had just started coming to church. And he joined the ushering team. And I was very careful about who joined the ushering team. So I called him one day. And I said to him, we are just starting church newly. I'm careful about who I take as workers. I said, which church were you worshiping before? He said, I used to be in Kaduna. I was in Bishop Medugu's church. So from here. So when he said Bishop Medugu, I picked up my phone and called Bishop Medugu. I said, sir, I just want to confirm. I don't think Bishop Medugu actually knows him. You know, you can be in a team. The pastor may not know. So Bishop Medugu just said, yeah, there may be somebody like that. So I said, okay. We took offering one day. Unlike me, you can ask them. Unlike me, we were driving home. We just reached this gas care clinic. I just turned. I said to my wife, did they give you the report of the service? She said, no. She said, yes, they gave her the report of the service. I said, open the report. What was the offering? When she told me the offering, I said, no, it cannot be. Because that morning, Dickness Ruth, there was a brother who used to worship in church, but he works hinterland. So the brother, normally when he comes to town to collect his salary, he will put his tithe in an envelope and put stapler around the envelope, and he will write to my pastor, my tithe to my. That's how. That is his own way of doing it. Dickness Root was chief usher, so if he finds anybody in town, he will give you his tithe and say, "Please, on Sunday, help me put my tithe if he's not going to be in church." So he took the offering and gave it to Dickness Root. So as I was walking in on Sunday morning, Dickness Root took because of the way he wrote it. She took it and brought it to me. Said, "Sir, this person met me. Say I should give you." I didn't open it. I had my own tithe. His own was in a brown envelope. Mine was in a white envelope. I put it together and dropped it in the offering basket. So when they gave me the offering details, I looked at it. I said, just my tithe and this brother's tithe is more than this offering. Something is wrong. Immediately, I called the people who were money counters. But somehow, my heart went to this guy. And he used to live around here. So I called him. I said, where are you? Where I stopped, there used to be a place where they watch football, not far from it. He now said to me, he's in that place watching football. I drove to the place. I said, please join me. There's something we need to go and handle in church. So he joined me. I called Baba. And there was a lady that used to live in Baba's house who was part of the ushers. These were the people I called. Then I called the chief protocol then and everything. So we met in church. Then I said, something happened to the offering. What happened? And nobody could trace. But the lady now made a statement. She said, when we were counting the offering, the guy said to me that do I have a biro? I said, no. He said, those are biro for writing. So he told me to go and look for biro. So I dropped the offering and went to look for biro. She said, when I came back, the envelope, that was that brown envelope that had been stapled round. She was removing the stapling pin one by one. By the time she came back, she didn't find that envelope that she was working on. So she just assumed he must have finished the work. So when they said that, I called the brother. I said, you took these offerings. He said, no. Then the Spirit of the Lord ministered to me. I turned to Baba and the protocol chief at that time. I said, go to his house. There is a table beside his bed. There's a Bible on it. Open it. The money is inside. So the chief protocol at that time is like Michael. He carried the guy. He carried the guy, put him in front, followed him to his house. Are you hearing me? Followed him to his house. They went to his house. The desk beside his bed, they opened the Bible. They found the brown envelope inside. But the white envelope, my own, was not there. So now that they have caught him, they say, where is the other ones? He said, he used it. They say, he used it where? He said, he removed the money and used the white envelope to do toilet. They followed him. It was a pit toilet. They followed him there. Here was the envelope in the toilet. So when Gehazi said, was my spirit not with you? I know what it means. Was my spirit not with you? Listen to me. Are you hearing me? The man that can do that is a man who has lost the fear of God. He's a man who has lost the fear of God. The fear of God. The outcome of the fear of the Lord is submission to his will, obedience, and a distaste for evil. Then there's the last kind of fear, you know, which is a feeling. The fear is a feeling. Is that right? A feeling that is an emotion, an unpleasant emotion that is caused by the threat of danger, pain, or harm. It is, you get into that in anticipation that something is going to happen to you. One of the ways I began to deal with fear, because I struggled with fear at a particular point in my life. And they used to have an acronym, F-E-A-R, which is fear. They say fear is something, is false evidence appearing to be real. False evidence appearing to be real. Because many of the things that you fear may not be true. But if you continue to have that fear for that thing, you will empower that fear until it becomes a reality in your life. So you see, so there is fear and there is insecurity. Insecurity is a product of fear. Amen. When you are fearful of certain things, you eventually develop insecurity. You know, an insecurity is a feeling of inadequacy, of anxiety, lack of confidence in oneself, you know, self-doubt, which is caused by fear. Insecurity causes people to be vulnerable, doubt their abilities, or feel insecure in relationships. I've seen this happen. When a person is fearful, that is, he panics easily. You see, when you are fearful, you panic easily. When you are fearful, you panic easily. You panic sometimes for no reason. You panic at things that normal people, are you understanding what I'm saying? Yes, you panic. Things that normal, are you understanding what I'm saying? It is normal for you to be afraid of that snake. Are you getting me? But it is abnormal if the snake is 1 kilometer away from you. It's abnormal when you begin to panic. And there are a lot of people who are living in fear. They are fearful. There are people who are fearful of the future. Just fearful of the future. When I used to struggle with the spirit of fear, there was a song that helped me. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he owns my future, and life is worth living just because he. Let me tell you this. Most of the time, fear is caused because you do not feel in control of situations. People are afraid because they feel that they are not in control. The human being wants to be in control. You want to be able to determine how the future turns out. And let me tell you this, that is part of what God did not give you power over. God didn't give you power to be able to determine how tomorrow turns out. That is why in the prayer, he said, give us this day our daily bread, which means that you must arrive at the place where you have the confidence to face tomorrow, not knowing how tomorrow will turn out, but knowing that God that owns today, that made today happen, can make tomorrow happen. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? You must arrive at the place where you can rest in him. You can be assured in him that if he took care of yesterday and he took care of today, he has the capacity to take care of tomorrow. The moment you begin to determine that you must have power over tomorrow, Satan uses that as a way to enter into your heart. And then you begin to calculate, you begin to plan. And then when somehow you cannot see how your plan will happen, you begin to panic. And Satan puts fear in your heart. And listen to me. Many people have done many things. And when you go to the root of what they did, it was a product of fear. People have married people they don't like. Not because they married people out of the fear that they may not find anybody. So they took on what they felt they had power and control over now. People, listen to me. People have taken jobs that in their heart they knew, I don't like this job. But how am I going to survive tomorrow? Are you hearing what I'm saying? People, listen to me. And listen, what happens is that Satan builds a stronghold. Listen to me. By the time you become fearful and you keep on entertaining little fear, the next thing that happens is that Satan will introduce a stronghold in your life. That is that you have been moving around a particular fear. You've been entertaining a particular, before you know anything, it becomes a lifestyle. Many people who are not generous, sir, is just the fear of poverty. They just, if I give this one, where will I get for tomorrow? But there are some who have arrived at knowing that his mercies, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. When you arrive at knowing that every day I wake up, there is mercy that is available for me. There is mercy that is available for me. He builds a stronghold in your heart. Then we begin to hold on to certain things too tightly. So that even when God wants us to let go of things, we can't let go of it. Because there's a stronghold in our heart that we must hold on to something. Because that thing represents security. That is why a young girl can hold on to a boy that she is not married to. The boy will beat her. She will still go back. No, you're not getting it. You may look. Listen to me. When the Lord began to speak to me on this matter, the first thing the Lord told me, he said, the things that look easy for some people is very difficult for another person. You may look at it and think that this thing is easy, but listen to me, you don't know how much Satan has held somebody in bondage of. So a girl can hold on to a guy. The guy will beat her, will injure her. She will go back. In fact, you will find women who are covering up for the people who are abusing them. Because they are afraid. It took me 5 years to find this one. If I lose this one, I don't have 5 years again. How does a girl, how does a woman move into a man's house and live with him and have a child and have another and have 3 children and the man never paid dowry on you? How? I was handling a case. We went far in handling the case. Then somehow, something told me to ask them, how was your wedding? Then they said, we never actually got married. I said, there's no case. The solution, thank you, sir. The solution of this, your problem after 3 children, is to go and pack your car, go to your father's house, then let the man now come and do what is proper over you. So because I was wondering, how can you go through this with this man? And I discovered that fear has made somebody do something. Tonight, fear is broken over your life. I said, tonight, fear is broken over your life. Because the moment Satan builds a stronghold in your life, Satan doesn't have to do anything to you. You will be the one fighting you. There are many people who are fighting themselves. There are people who are fearful of sickness. Do you know that? One day, I wish doctor was here. One day, after I had
After I had the experience, I don't know whether it's before or after, that they saw a lump somewhere in me. I went to the hospital, and there's this specialist. We sat with him, and he talked with me, asked me questions. And as he was asking me questions, and I was replying, I didn't know that he was picking something from what I was saying. At a point, the man looked at me and said, "Pastor, you are okay. Pastor, don't be afraid." He said, "Pastor, don't be afraid. You are okay." He said, "Pastor, I know what you are thinking." Then he started telling me what I was thinking. It's not because he had the Holy Spirit. It's that he sat with many people who are fearful. I don't know whether you're hearing what I'm saying. There are people who are fearful of sickness. You are sitting where you are, and every small pinch you feel, suddenly Satan tells you, "Aha, that's cancer." You know, that's how cancer used to start. You just be hearing pinch like that. Then you will make a mistake. Then you will Google it. And when you Google it, they will give you 19 symptoms of a person who has this type of cancer. And you will see 4 of the symptoms. You are experiencing it. You have entered. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. Of a sound mind. Satan will put fear in you. Something happened in your past. Something happened in your family. There are a lot of people. The reason why they are rushing to marry is that somebody told them, "That's how your auntie. That's how your auntie didn't marry early. That's how your mother too. Did your mother tell you she married when she was 40? Now you are 31. You have lost your peace. You are doing countdown. You are telling yourself, 9 years to go. 9 years to go. You think it's because you don't know that the Bible says that 1,000 years is like a day before the Lord. Oh, I bring somebody consolation this morning. I said, I bring somebody consolation to this morning. And before you know anything, you become insecure and you begin to act irrationally. There is nothing your friends will not tell you, you will not listen. There's nothing the church will tell you, you will not listen. Some of you, even your boss talks to you, you will not hear. There was a sister in this church. She was going to marry. She was working somewhere. The boss who doesn't worship here does not know me. I don't know how he got my phone number. He called me. He said, "Pastor, I'm worried about this, my staff." I said, "What's the problem?" He said, "Sir, are you not seeing what is happening?" I said, "I see what is happening. But I knew it was a spirit of fear." And do you know the painful thing about this spirit, sir? That spirit will ensure that thing happens. Because Job said, "The thing that I greatly fear." Fear is a magnet. Listen to me. If you decide to allow fear to enter into your heart, fear will eventually bring. It's a transport system. It will eventually bring the thing that you are afraid of. I will never forget. I read it. Bishop Oedipo's wife was sick. She was sick for me. She said that when Satan wants to afflict a person with sickness, the first thing he does is to introduce the fear of that sickness. He said, once that fear enters into your heart, you have become a victim of that thing. Then that thing will come into your life. When a person is afraid, he becomes irrational. He can't walk. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Have you met people that you talk sense to them, yet they talk nonsense to you, and then their nonsense is making sense to them, and your sense has become nonsense to them? The spirit of fear. The spirit of fear. Tonight we cast out that spirit. Tonight we pull down that stronghold in the mighty name of Jesus. Fear. 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 Listen to me. Fear is a spirit. You need to understand it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Do you know there are many people that have left their job and gone into business, but they are fearful? Fear. If I get, are you hearing me? They are thinking of retirement. There's a demon called pension. They know this is what God will have me do, but they can't. Are you hearing me? They can't try it. They can't try it. They can't try it. Fear is a spirit. It can possess people. It can influence people. Fear is a spirit. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear. It's a spirit, sir. It's a spirit. And people don't know. They just think that it's just something. It's just a challenge. It's just a. Some people walk in it, don't even know they're living with it. God has not given me the spirit. There's a spirit that God gives you. It's the spirit, the Bible says, of sonship, that we might call him Abba, Father. Listen to me. When the Bible says, God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of love. Why? Because perfect love casts out fear. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. Perfect love casts out fear. Listen to me. That is why you have to understand the psychology of a woman. The psychology of a woman is this. No matter how bad I am, if I find somebody that marries me, I can... Are you understanding what I'm saying? If you understand that God loves you, no matter how you are, somehow it will come true. No, somebody didn't hear what I said. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of love and of a sound mind, because perfect love casts out fear. You know the reason why people are fearful of others? I have talked to many people before. They will do certain things and I'll say, I know the problem. The problem is that you don't believe in my love for you. If you believe, are you understanding what I'm saying? If you believe in my love for you, you will not do what you did. The problem was that fear came in. And they didn't believe that you love them enough to be able to do. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He loves me. I can't tell you why. He loves me. I cannot say why. On Calvary Street, he suffered for me. He loves me. I cannot say why. He loves me. He loves me. I cannot say why. He loves me. He loves me. I cannot say why. On Calvary Street, he suffered for me. He loves me. I cannot say why. Can you take that once again? He loves me.
I want you to stretch your hands and hold the person by your side. Minister to him the love of Jesus. Just squeeze the hand of the person beside you. Let the person receive an assurance by you, with you, through you. That is how much. That is as though Jesus sits beside you.
Oh, he loves me. I cannot say why.
You know, there are people who are not sure whether they will make it to heaven. You didn't hear what I said. So Paul wrote a scripture for you in the book of Romans, chapter 8. He said, what shall separate us from the love of God? Oh, can you put that scripture for me? He said, what shall separate us from the love of God? He said, he who did not spare his own son, shall he not with him give us all, oh God help me, shall he not with him give us all things? Shall he not with them give us how many things? All things. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Go ahead, guys. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day. Lord, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yes. Nay, in all... Can I have five people stand up prophetically and look around you all the things? In all these things, in my brokenness, in my challenges, in the sickness that is in my body, in the joblessness, in the future that doesn't look right, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. How? Through him that what? Loved us. him that loved us, can you rest in the reality of his love for you? Can you rest in the reality? Somebody, do you know that some, you know, fear whispers to people. Ah, there are people, listen to me. Fear talks to people. It's a spirit, it talks to people. They, listen to me, not everybody sleeps so. Because tonight I cast out that spirit. I break the power of that spirit over every life that it has afflicted up to the, in the name of Jesus. We release men from the spirit and the power of fear. There are men that don't sleep. I know somebody. Satan told him, God has finished with your life. And he met me and we were talking. And I opened a portion of scripture. And the Bible says that Jesus, for he liveth daily to make intercessions for us. Then I asked him, do you know what it means to make intercession for you? Intercession is not praying for somebody. Don't mistake it, because you will misunderstand. When they say intercession, it's not praying for somebody. Intercession is standing in the place of somebody before God. So when somebody stands in your place, he said, Lord, count his sin upon my head. So now how can the man that is asking God to count your sin upon his head be the same person to say, you will not make it? No, you don't understand. Sit down, let me round up. I wish I had time so that we can just talk about the love of Jesus for you. Tonight, you must break the power of fear. There are people who are fearful for their children. All this fighting teachers, fighting this one, you are just afraid. When your children are going to school, fear grips your heart. Will they come back? What if they have an accident? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The scriptures I'm telling you were the scriptures that God dealt fear. That there were the scriptures that God decapitated fear with from my heart. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. So when you see me, Hannah, when I tell you, what's that song I love you guys singing? Normally, thank God will lead us in the song. I speak Jesus. What's the song? To speak the name of Jesus.
I know there is peace within your presence.
I speak Jesus.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Over fear.
Receive it.
Over fear and all anxiety.
This is therapy.
Declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus.
Break every stronghold.
Shine through the shadows.
that are afraid of success. And we have formed a theology around it. They say almost success syndrome. Near success. In reality, at the root of it, sir, is the fear of success. Because if you have never succeeded, you have nothing to prove. But the moment you succeed, then you must sustain that success. And the thought of sustaining success, are you hearing me? There are sisters who by default break every good relationship that begins in their life. They wake up one morning and just decide that this is too good to be true. Then they begin to misbehave, and you're wondering why they are misbehaving. And relationship upon relationship upon relationship, people have exited their lives. And somebody will tell you there's a demon. There's no demon anywhere. The only demon there is the spirit of fear. Do you know there are people who struggle to accept being loved? You're not hearing what I'm saying. That if you even love them, they are wondering why you love them. Because somewhere in their hearts, they don't qualify to be loved. Somebody has told them something is in their head. Tonight we break strongholds. Strongholds that fear has built. Tonight we break strongholds. Halfway in this teaching, but I want to let you go today. As the Lord helps us, I will finish this teaching on Thursday. When you become insecure, you become inadequate. I've been there. And let me tell you something. The greatest purpose, there are four purposes of fear. I'll teach it on Thursday. But the greatest purpose of fear is to ensure that you never enter your destiny. The man with the one talent, when they asked him, why did you keep the talent? Why did you not invest it? He said, I was afraid, so I hid it. I was afraid, so I hid it. Three sisters can be standing like this. And one a brother can come and he has been looking at you since the service started. Then when he comes and say hello, then you that you know it was you he was looking at, say, are you talking to me? Oh. At that point, even him, he's wondering. He said, I was afraid. Do you know that there is some ungodliness in the lives of men that is a product of fear? Because you know what fear does to you? The Bible says, for fear has torment. That is that fear will cause you to run away, but will keep you in the bondage of the thing. So you are never really free from fear. So Saul sent away all the mediums out of Israel. Then a day came, he needed to hear from God. He was not hearing from God. The Bible says, and Saul went to look for a medium. The Bible says, and Saul was afraid. The very things you never thought you would do in your life, when fear comes upon you, you will find yourself comfortable with the things that you are uncomfortable about. Because in the midst of fear, there is a sense of comfort you get when you stay with it. Because there's a way that fear keeps you in a comfortable place. So you can stay in bondage because that position of bondage is comfortable for you. Because you are unwilling to come out to the light. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying tonight? Tonight we break the spirit of fear. For where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There are people who are living with what if. They are living with what if. Tonight we break that power over your life. Men who advance and take territory. In one chapter, Joshua chapter 1, God told Joshua 8 times, be courageous, be bold, be courageous, for you shall take the land. Men that take territory require one ingredient, that is, you must be bold and courageous. And when Satan wants to stop you from coming into the territory that God has for you, he will send the spirit of fear. So you can see the land, but you will never enter into the land. Tonight we break the spirit of fear. Tonight we break the spirit of fear. Tonight we break every mental barrier. Tonight we break every barrier that has been put in our spirit. There are some of us, something happened in our lives before. We are living with post-traumatic stress disorder. We have taken the past and brought it into our future. So that even when God has brought a new day, we are not ready to enter into the new day. Listen to me. It's not everybody that has refused to enter into his future that they did that there was something that was necessarily stopping him. It was that they looked at the future and they remembered the past. So they decided to stay where they are. We're going to do something quickly in a minute. I'd like everyone to stand up if you can. Many people, most people are living with one kind of fear or the other. Don't let their looks deceive you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't let the kind of car they drive deceive you. Sometimes they use the car to cover the fear. You are in church and you need prayer. Listen to me. Tonight we receive empowerment to break that spirit. Whether you are afraid of being broke, or you are afraid of being sick, or even you are afraid of dying, or you are even afraid of the future, the Spirit of the Lord is in this house tonight. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Spirit of the Lord is in this place, so that every burden must be lifted and every yoke must be broken. Listen to me, I'm about to give an instruction. It looks like the instruction that Elisha gave to Naaman. It looks simple. But if you will follow this instruction, something is going to happen in your system. Listen to me. The Bible says, is there anyone who is sick amongst you? Fear is a sickness. In fact, fear is sin. If you read Revelations, the Bible says, and the fearful and the unbelieving. Listen to me very carefully. That thing is an affliction that is eating at your soul. The Bible says, is there anyone who is sick amongst you? The Bible says, let the elders of the church pray for him. The Bible says, the Bible says, and the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. Tonight, listen to me carefully. We are going to pray one for another. There's something about when two shall touch and agree on a thing. And there's something about you that pray for somebody. The Bible says, and God blessed Job. After he prayed for his friends. For his friends. I'd like you to find two people. Make a cycle of three. I'd like you to find two people. Make a cycle of three. Just two people. Make a cycle of three people. Make a cycle. Join your hands. Join all of your hands together. Yes. Just something like this. Join your hands together. I want you to begin to now, I want you to pray this way. Listen to me. Listen to me. Or you can make it a cycle of two. This is how I want you to pray. Look at me. You're going to pray this way. Father, in the name of Jesus, lay your hands upon that person's shoulder. Father, just to make it two. Father, in the name of Jesus. When one prays, the other takes over. Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak your healing power over this life. Elekobranda sekatolo brosheke basanda. We speak your healing power. Emprado sotolo breke desanda la bokusi brada. We break the spirit of fear over this life, over this house. Enkala sota la bokusi nderebakaha. Let the spirit of the Lord move over this atmosphere right now. Let yokes be broken. Let burdens be lifted. Enter, brother. Let me hear incense rise over this house. Keto lobana sate de bakosanda leba shekata haya. Impanata simpakarata leborokosehe. Emprada bakoso kotole brende kasaha. For whatever two shall touch and agree, it shall be done for them. We touch and agree. He koto lambrande kosiha. Isto lobodo kone manenda lobokosehe. Ikada labado lebado simbarakaya. Makada brado sekabrandaha. We release the spirit of God right now. We release the spirit of God right now. All over this place. In Karabadaha, walls are broken. Walls are pulled down. Mentalakando Lobosem Barakasi. Eko talebolo tabarabakonde rebekehe. Intana pase brado kole bredeke. You can exchange. Somebody hold the shoulder of the other one. Mendala bakondo lobosandehe. In kalabarabado sebekeze debraha. Isto saparata kalabadaha. We break the spirit of fear. We break the spirit of fear. Fear that has come from ancestral spirits. Generational fear. Eto tabalako de berekehe. Release yourself tonight. Intercede. Let a cry rise up from this place. Let bondages be broken. I bless my sister. I release the spirit of God. I release the spirit of God to break every fear, to break every torment of the soul and of the spirit, every bondage. In kalatole balabalo bokoye beke, emparadabako se baranda labakaha. Mesetolo predike. I release my brother. I release my sister. Meketolo prekadabadabado bokose. Intalabado bokoba kabaya kabako de beke. Mantala brado boseke baha. Let there be healing over this house. 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 Hey, Karabado Samaragado Boseke here. In the name of Jesus, you're going to pray one more prayer with the same people, or change people. You can get another group of people. We're going to pray one prayer. We're going to come against the spirit of rejection. I sense in my spirit that there's a spirit of rejection, and many people don't know how bad the spirit of rejection is. There's a fear of rejection. The reason why you are keeping a malice is that you are afraid of rejection. The reason why you have not talked to somebody for so long is because you are afraid of rejection. You don't know how the person will react if you come to him. You don't have a problem coming. You just have a problem of the reaction, of the response. Many people have not talked to their fathers, to their mothers, to their friends, to their husbands, to their wives, because they are afraid. How? Tonight, we come against that spirit. I'd like you to open your mouth. Father, in the name of Jesus, over this house, we come against the spirit of rejection, the fear of rejection. We receive healing. We receive healing. We receive healing. We receive healing. We are a healed people. 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 We are accepted in the beloved. Mantarabakosotole brada basotole breke. Epanatose braka brando de bakasaya. Oh, your name is
is power.
Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold.
Break every stronghold.
Shine through the
shadows.
Burn like a
fire.
Jesus, your name is power.
Your name is power.
Your name is healing.
Your name is healing.
Your name is life.
Your name is life.
Break every stronghold.
Break every stronghold.
Shine through the shadows.
Shine through the shadows.
Jesus, over every heart,
over every heart and every mind.
For I know there is peace,
I know there is peace within your presence.
I speak Jesus,
I speak Jesus.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus.
I just want to speak. Jesus,
lift your hands and speak the name of Jesus.
Every condition starts to break.
Declaring there is hope
and there is freedom.
The presence of the Lord in this place. I feel a strong anointing over this place. And I want you to hear me, listen to me. The Holy Spirit told me to say 2-3 things. You are not your mistake. Listen to me, you are not your mistake. Listen to me, you are not your mistake. You made a mistake, but you are not the mistake. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. They are thoughts of good and not of evil. You are the apple of his eyes. He has engrafted you upon the palms of his hands. You are accepted in the beloved. You made a mistake, but you are not your mistake. You might have even paid the consequence of your mistake, but you are not a mistake. God has a future for you. It's a beautiful tomorrow. For I am persuaded that nothing shall separate me from the love of God. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time cannot be compared. Listen to me. I speak to somebody. You are not suffering because of your mistake. You bought a lie from the devil. For he who the Son has set free.
Hallelujah!
For he who the Son has set free. For I will forgive them their sins. And I will remember it no more. God is not a man that he should lie. Listen to me. The second thing I want to tell you tonight is that you are accepted. You are accepted. Can I do something in the house tonight? I said, can I do something in the house tonight? Can you forgive me? Can I do something? This meeting is prophetic. You don't get it. I just want you to find two people. Or just find one person and just give that person a hug. Just let him know the Lord accepts you. Just the way you are. Just the way you are. The Lord accepts just the way you are. Just the way you are. Just the way you are. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord.
I can see,
I can see
the glory of the Lord.
Yes, I love you
with the love of the Lord.
You finish that mock too quickly. Can you find another person?
Love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I love you.
Yes, I love you
with the love of the Lord.
I can see you.
I can see
you. Yes,
the glory of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love.
One more time. And yes, I love you.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord.
I don't have much to give you, but I love you.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord.
I can see all over you.
I can see all over you.
The glory of the Lord. Yes, I love you. The last thing the Spirit of the Lord said to me tonight is to tell somebody, tomorrow you go better. I know it looks dark right now, but it will get better. I know that what I'm saying is a confirmation to somebody. Help me tell three people. It's going to be better. It's getting better. I know there's no sign, but it will get better. Says, for I know that all things work out together. If you walk out of this service this morning and something that you didn't expect hits you on the road, remember that before it happened, God told you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There is no evil occurrence that will arise tonight that becomes a surprise to you. Daniel, as I was speaking, I didn't see you in the service. The moment I started speaking on the last point before now, the Lord showed you to me. Tonight, everyone that has lost something, there is a restoration. There's a spirit of restoration. Everything that has been lost, we take it back tonight. Around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around for me. I hear in my spirit the spirit of grace released over this house. And the Lord said to tell someone, you will survive it. The Lord said to tell someone, it is not the end. You will grow through this season. You will survive it. You will turn back and look back at this season and know that the grace was sufficient.
Hallelujah.
Oh, if you have received that word from the Lord, lift up holy hands everywhere and bless his name. I say shalom. Nothing broken. Nothing missing. What the enemy planned for evil, God has turned it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we receive the communion upon the strength of the things that you have spoken to us tonight. We walk into this month taking territories. Oh, it is a month of taking territories. Listen to me. This month, you will take new grounds. Hey, you didn't hear what I said. This month, you come into new grounds. You take new grounds. You take new territories. It's a month of taking new territory. New grounds. New grounds. Thank you.
Gateway Christian Center. Experience life.